From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration is fighting hard for the nomination of Gina Haspel as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Monday said Haspel is qualified for the position.
At the same time, she wants to do everything she can to protect the safety and security of Americans, which is why she is 100% committed to going through this confirmation process.
President Trump tweeted a message of support on Monday following earlier news reports that Haspel offered to withdraw her nomination last week after she learned that White House officials were worried that her role in the harsh interrogation of terror suspects would keep her from being confirmed by the Senate. Haspel decided not to withdraw and will face a confirmation hearing this week. President Trump says he will announce Tuesday afternoon whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the 2015 agreement restricting Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for the dropping of economic sanctions. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's self-imposed deadline for making the decision is Saturday, but tweets he'll announce it tomorrow. He's been signaling he'll pull out of an agreement he says is one of the worst ever negotiated, unless it's revised. European leaders who also signed on to the deal with Tehran are strongly pushing him not to withdraw, saying they are open to working on a side agreement, but that the nuclear deal's existing framework must not be touched. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A 17-year-old girl was set on fire after being raped in eastern India. She's now fighting for her life in the hospital with more than 50% of her body covered in burns. This is VOA News. An Afghan Air Force attack on an open-air religious gathering killed 30 children and wounded 51 others last month. A UN investigation published Monday said at least six adults were also killed and 20 wounded when Afghan helicopters attacked the site in Kunduz province. The Afghan government says it was targeting senior Taliban leaders. Vladimir Putin took the oath of office for his fourth term as Russian president on Monday. He promised to pursue an economic agenda that would raise living standards across the country. Lava flowing from a volcano in Hawaii continues to cause destruction. At least 26 homes have been destroyed. Some of the more than 1,700 residents who've been evacuated were allowed to briefly return to gather medicine and pets. They should be able to do so every day until further notice as authorities monitor which areas are safe. There's no indication when the lava might stop or how far it might spread. A report released Monday by the Anti-Defamation League says millions of anti-Semitic messages on Twitter have spread negative stereotypes and conspiracy theories about Jews across the social media platform. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Anti-Defamation League estimates there are about 81,000 anti-Semitic tweets per week. The report says it's a small number compared to all the tweets that are sent out. But for Jews, Twitter is a toxic environment. Twitter says it has made more than 30 changes to its platform, policies, and operations in the past 16 months to protect its users from abuse and hateful images. The ADL says Twitter has made real progress in fighting online hate and harassment. I'm Ed Donahue.
An earlier report from the Jewish civil rights group said anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. last year had reached the highest level it has counted in more than two decades. And the Trump administration has named a former official of the Venezuelan Intelligence Service, two of his aides, and 20 companies under their control as narcotics traffickers. Vice President Mike Pence announced the sanctions on Pedro Luis Martin Olivares during a speech at the Organization of American States on Monday. The action freezes any of their assets in the U.S. or any of them held by people in the U.S. Dozens of current and former Venezuelan officials have already been targeted by the United States, including Vice President Tarek El Asimi, for alleged involvement in international drug trafficking. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.